Yes, this is Zach's show.
I tried to call Tree too. I tried to connect, but didn't get an answer.
Okay, maybe she'll. I wonder if she does would it just keep randomly ringing? Come in. Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. I remember that we said we were going to do a schedule where we're swapping on and off, and I didn't call yet.
Yeah, what's been the holdup?
I just had other things to do.
That's fine. How's your Thursday going?
Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was just annoying. I just had to like run all over town to get a hard drive.
Are you kidding me? Where?
I don't even want to talk about it. It's just like annoying. But it didn't really matter. I got to ride the bus. I don't mind riding the bus.
Anything interesting on the bus today?
No, really nothing. It went smoothly. I got the good spot on the bus. Anybody out there in LA, if you ride the bus, you know that one of the best seats is like the ones near the back. That are like against the window, and they're like you can put your feet up on the seat or up on the wheel well, like the cutaway for the wheel. You can put your feet up on that, like a coffee table. You can have yourself a great old time on the bus. Mm. It's like a moving throne, basically, for $1.75. I think is the charge. So, wait.
It's like a dollar. I think it's about like that. $1.25, $1.50, something like that.
Bounce. It's pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I was reading some Wendy Chun, brushing up on some Chun, starting the Chun cast pretty soon.
What do you mean by that?
I'm starting the Chun cast soon.
Are you serious?
I'm just trying to make people read Wendy Chun.
Yeah. Like,
and then nobody wants to.
Okay, well, like, maybe we need to combine reading Wendy Chun with something that everyone likes.
I thought it would be recording themselves having a good conversation.
Mm. What do you mean? I don't know. What is the plan for the Chun cast? Like, are you guys, like, what's...
The plan was I got some people that I know that are like people that I feel like should know about this stuff, but they don't, and they're not going to read Wendy without me like really making them read it, because it's kind of like hard to read Wendy.
Right.
She's not super accessible. So I thought combining it with a fun combo, I would like help. I would like, it's a way to make Wendy more digestible to people that I know. Like,
well, if you want to make it more digestible, I think you'd want to add some fiber. Am I right?
I guess.
Okay. Well, let's figure out what the fiber is. What's the fiber of Chun?
Wait.
Are you following me here?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to think about what the fiber might be. The fiber of Chun. By the way, I'm making some spaghetti right now. Just if you hear some noises in the background, that's spaghetti noises.
Nice.
I don't know what the fiber might be, but the annoying thing is that my friend Ellis, he's claims to like me. He claims to think I have good opinions about things like this.
Say that again?
He bought my friend Ellis. He works at Snap, mm-hmm. right? He claims to like me. He claims to think I'm smart and I have good ideas about right. this. He even bought the Wendy
book.
He wanted to read it a couple of months like before this podcast idea. He wanted to read it because I was like always raving about it. He bought it, and he said he's, like, never touched it. Or he maybe read a little bit, and he's like, ooh, this is too hard. So I was like, you got to be the first guest, because I know you got the book, and just fucking read the first chapter, and then we're going to talk about it. He hasn't even done that yet. He said he would do it, and he hasn't. So now I'm just trying to schedule a meeting with him, confront him about why he's not
doing it. Ellis, if you're listening, come on, dude.
That's going to be the first episode, is this confrontation about why he hasn't.
Yeah, you're just going to start it off like, so thanks for being here, Ellis. What the fuck?
Pretty much.
Nah, I wouldn't do that, but...
I thought it'd be good to start with drama, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean...
Podcast told you it'll be a good way. Like, it'll grab people right off the bat for a second.
I feel you. I feel you. I really do. But I just don't know.
Clickbait?
I don't know if that's how you want to kick off the first.
Podbait?
What?
Podbait. I'm trying to think of, like, what's the equivalent of clickbait for podcasts. It's still
clickbait, dude. Come on.
But... It's like, but it's different because click, you see it and then you click, but pod, since it's audio, you have to sit there for a second to be hooked, to be like taken in by an idea.
I guess you're right. I mean,
I think you got about 1 minute to hook them.
That's nothing.
I know. That's why I got to start off with like something that much of a boom, just like a confrontation.
I need to start starting the podcast like that, just with a big idea.
Hey, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, I'll try it next time. Try to remember that.
I mean, I usually come in with an idea. What do you got?
Well, I was hoping that I would just come up with an idea when I called, because it's just like I put it off all day, and I was like, well, let me just call, see if anything comes out.
Yeah. Usually I just look around and think, okay, hat. Talk about hat. Oh, I got
let me do that.
Let's talk about our top five our dream gear.
Dream gear?
What do you mean by that? Your dream camping gear.
I don't really know. I'm not like that big of a
fuck.
Camping nerd. Maybe. I mean, you want to talk about one camp? What do you have like one item in mind that you just really want to talk about right now?
The rhino wolf.
Oh, you want to start courting the rhino
wolf? Kinda. I think we should.
Yeah, rhino wolf. If you're listening, Zach and I want to be sort of like camper adventurer with like a hint of like psychedelic drug. I'm gonna throw in a hint of psychedelic sort of stuff.
I'm not.
That's what my character is going to be like. I haven't thought of my brand name yet. Like, I haven't thought of what my Daryl Sweat is. I've had a name, Bryce Slade. That was like my like fake, like sort of influencer name. So maybe I could go back to that. But whoever my name is, it might be, maybe it's Pentacles.
Yeah.
That might be my camping name. But anyway, Rhino Wolf.
I kind of have this name.
We want to be influencers.
My name is like Sebastian Cordova. You like that?
Yeah. Because I guess that'd be good if Bob and Pentacles was. Like, what kind of influencers are we to be if that's our names?
Well, if your name's Sebastian, you can also go by Seabass. So. I don't really want to be a sea bass.
So you're saying Sebastian is like a little fancy, but sea bass can hook it.
Exactly. A little bit of both. So what were you saying?
So yeah, I was just saying Rhino Wolf. The tent. It's a tent. Okay, we should probably explain to
folks. Okay, it's a tent, but you.
It's a tent, but it combines a sleeping bag, but it's a sleeping pad, first of all, and the tent into
we
one.
I want to like let you guys know that it's a tent, first off.
Tent, like a camping tent. One person, one player.
Is it one person?
They're all, I think there's only one person ones, but then they have like a thing where you're like allowed to zip them together to combine as many as you want.
Yeah, you like connect them. It's like fucking Legos.
And in the commercial, they call it a rhino wolf pack.
That is cool. Like,
but it does look cool, and it was really annoying carrying camping gear around. So we want to get some sample product, maybe a little cash flow for the camping trip. We'll just take them out. We'll shoot some beautiful footage out somewhere. we'll review this thing. We'll be honest. And if we love it, we're going to say it.
They need somebody to say it. I'm sorry, guys. I was yawn. They need someone saying...
Wait, have you checked if there's any Rhino Wolf content on the web right now?
I just kind of doubt it.
Well, because, like, well, they were supposed to come out. Okay, it was like a Kickstarter, guys. It was like a... But it got fully kickstarted, and they were, like, ready to go. You know, those are, like, always late, but I think they were on.
I mean, they're not out by now. Let's
find out, guys.
I could see them not being out
yet. Check YouTube for the Rhino Wolf. 2 months ago, 10 months ago, 7 months ago. There's only Rhino Wolf official.
It's available, though.
I don't think...
Can you buy this shit?
Oh, wait. There's one guy. Let me see what this guy... It's like... I found a Spanish guy. Oh, it's like a trade show. Okay. Hasn't yet. So, yeah, Rhino Wolf. You still got to make your splash on the camping scene. You need some influencer content out there.
Hopefully it doesn't.
Unless this fucking thing sucks, it totally might. But we don't want it to because it's a dream product. Like, if you guys don't know, I didn't know that carrying pads was common. Like carrying a sleeping pad. But they're bulky.
Yeah, they can be. I mean, the ones that we had the cheapest equipment. So I don't think. I think, yeah.
Rhino Wolf, hook us up. Give us an upgrade.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to take it out.
This would be a really good thing for us to start our camping influencer career, and it would be good for Rhino Wolf, really.
Yeah, it would be good for them. Yeah, I'd love to test out the gear. You know, we'll make it look cool.
We'll make it look really good. If it sucks, we'll say it sucks, but we will make it look good,
yeah.
I think.
I mean...
Yeah, I don't have much... Did you have any other content? Content ideas for this podcast?
I had a lot of ideas, but I just wanted to save them for my show. So, just kidding. I got my Patagonia bag though.
That's your content? Dang.
Hey, you want to talk about that?
God.
I'm just kidding.
Is this good content?
Fuck.
Me and Zach both have the same Patagonia bag.
Oh, okay. I could give you an update on Darius.
Zach's is black.
No, mine's fucking gray, silver.
Our little sister Logan's got the hookup.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, wait. Shit. Treat.
Really?
Treat?
Treat?
Treat. Tree's connected. She's joined the call.
I heard that. I thought we lost. I thought we dropped the call.
Wait. Maybe she's... Can you hear us, Tree? We can't hear you. We can see that you've joined.
If you're here, say tree. Okay. I'm not hearing anything.
So tree is connected to the call.
Tree.
Oh, she's coming.
Okay.
Should I try calling her back maybe? We were running out of ideas. That was a good time for her to come in.
Yeah, if you want.
All right, I'll clip this recording, guys. I'll see you after the sound effect. Rate us in the Apple Pod. All
right.
Okay. I'm going to call you back.
Hello?
Tree?
I'm here.
I don't know where Sexual Alive is. He was just here. I just called him back, too.
He should be. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, Flip. Sorry. Wait. There he is.
Tree.
I'm here.
Oh, boy. Welcome, Tree.
Could you hear us before?
I could, but you know, I had to look into my settings, and I fixed it.
Damn.
Hold on, I haven't.
What? Oh, shit. I don't know if he could just dip out. I'm not sure if she can just come back.
Yeah, no, she can't.
Dang.
What? Yeah, you're going to have to
call again.
Call again. Yeah.
Should I wait like a second?
I don't think that, like, I really don't think that if you could visibly see that she's gone, like, then I think we should probably
I think people can pop in and out.
No, I really don't think that that's possible.
I think Anchor has that technology.
Not yet, at least. Not until we give them the $1 million idea.
All right, guys, follow us on Apple Store.
Follow us on the Apple or rate us in the Apple Store.
Hello?
Hey, Trees, that's all, folks.
Hi there, you guys. I'm really sorry I effed that up.
Yeah, you thought you could just leave and pop back in?
Yeah, it's like I should be able to.
Yeah, welcome to Anchor.
Yeah, welcome to Anchor, yeah.
Those are the rough. Okay, that's been a problem before. Yeah, they got to fix that.
We've been dealing with these clowns for about a month or maybe even two at this point.
That's a local move. That's a real clown boy move.
That you can't leave, pop out of the call and pop back in?
Yeah.
That'd be great if you could.
And then the last time you guys called, I accidentally pressed on your avatar thinking that I could join the call, and it just played your last podcast. So I had the phone call and your podcast playing all at the same time.
I wonder if that's how we should recommend that people listen to our podcast like that. With both two layers on top of it.
That was really bad.
You get a lot of, like, our conversations aren't that action packed, but if you double them up.
Yeah, if you double them up, you're gonna love it. You're never gonna be able to stop listening.
It made my stomach hurt. I had to stop it. Damn. That's why I had to hang up. Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know what you guys were in the middle of.
We weren't really in the middle of anything.
Yeah, I do want to just, you need to have the bar set pretty low for Anchor. So I just want to let you know that now, because we've really been trying to give these guys like a piece of advice or here and there. Just, hey, Anchor, like maybe have an okay idea, you know. They don't care.
I feel like Anchor is fine other than just like some technical problems. Like the calls just drop a lot.
Have you gotten any feedback from them? Are they listening
to
you?
Nah. Silence. No? Dead air on their end.
No, I'm pretty sure they're listening to ours though. They just don't like show that they're listening. Like we can't see that they're listening to it.
Do you think one day they're going to run a campaign? You know how iPhone did, like shot on iPhone?
Yeah.
They're going to like shout you guys out.
I was in their campaign, their latest commercial.
What?
That's what? All folks. Was
you're
in
on
the first
you're
voice
actually
you
on
hear
that.
On you the first, if you hear, yeah, if you go look at the latest Anchor propaganda on YouTube, they show the new co-host feature where you can like propose a topic, and my voice is the first voice on there, and they showcase a small clip, like a minute long clip from my episode.
Minute? That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't believe how much.
I'm a straight up commercial.
What did they clip? You gotta put.
I got mine.
Instagrams. You gotta blog that.
Oh, the Anchor promoted me that I'm an influencer now.
Yeah.
I guess so. I am a talkfluencer now.
You're a talkfluencer. You should throw that in the trash can.
Anchor knows that I'm one of the most powerful talkfluencers on the social network.
This is what I was going to
I'm the PewDiePie of Anchor.
Yeah, this is what I was just going to tell you. As someone that works in social media, I 100% know they, like, have your name in some, like, Google spreadsheet as, like, top users or something like that. So
it's just because, I mean, I don't know if you knew, but you know John?
Uh-uh.
John, like, I worked with The Verge. John, yeah, he works there.
Oh, shit.
That's why, I mean, that's why.
All right, well then that's
John. Okay. I got a guy on the inside, really.
Not as impressive. Okay, I thought they just.
Yeah, no, they didn't. Just, they didn't pluck me out of obscurity.
Yeah, I thought that maybe.
I like to think I'm a pretty good like talker too. That led to some of the decision making also, but yeah, no.
It was just like an obvious.
Yeah, and they could easily ask me. John was like, "Hey, is that okay?" And I was like, "I don't care."
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I don't give a shit.
No, that's tight. I think you should play that up.
No, I said that's cool.
Let people know that. That's really fun.
It's my episode. The thing is, it's my episode where I was talking about aliens with this truck driver named JP. I think
was it a comb on the street or something?
No, it was one of the topics on Anchor co-hosts. It was, we both wanted to talk about aliens. And so we talked about aliens for like 15 minutes.
I love that. I didn't know you could do that. You could just talk. It was like a prompt and you just,
Well, you can type it in on the main page now.
Oh my God.
You can put in a topic and then look for somebody to talk about that topic.
Oh my God. That's
you didn't know about this?
You didn't? No. Tree, you're telling me someone with a bunch of limbs hanging out there, you didn't catch on to this?
No, sir.
Shit.
No, I didn't. I'm honestly not super familiar with their innovations, but I feel like this is one of the freshest. You know, maybe they can cut me up. They clip me. Quit me saying this and put me in a commercial. I feel like this is one of the freshest, hottest new social medias on the scene for sure, no doubt.
Yeah.
This it's very revolutionary. I mean, I use the word revolutionary.
We'll see. I mean, we've got a lot of beefs with Anchor.
Yeah, I realize that I talk a lot. Sorry, one sec here.
Tree. You spent more time on the platform.
Tree, I clicked. You can look at the homepage now, and you can see all the ideas that people are putting out there. Like, yeah. I want to talk about music. I want to talk about spirituality. I want to talk about whatever. And if you click one once, like one time, I saw like podcast ideas. Like I wanted to help somebody think of a podcast idea. I clicked it once, day in and day out for like 2 weeks. About every 20 minutes, I'd get a notification with somebody who wanted to talk about podcast ideas.
Really? Wait, how many times a week?
It was like for 2 weeks I had this I couldn't turn the notification off. They finally added the preference
because
I got added to like the notification group that anytime anybody on the whole service wanted to talk about podcast ideas, I would get a notification.
I think they're just throwing out user, like getting user research.
They just messed up.
Feedback. That's crazy.
they just messed up. I talked about some podcast ideas with one person once, and then the rest of the times I just didn't answer the call.
That was a terrible podcast.
That's still really cool, though. I mean, that's still really cool that you can propose any question.
And
it's really cool that it sounds super beta.
All my questions never got answered. Like, my topics suck, I guess.
Oh, shit. What was your worst one?
I was going to do extinct animals. It was one.
Nobody wants to talk about extended talk about extinct animals.
15 minutes. That's the max on the conversation. They clip it. Which is pretty good because when you just meet somebody, you don't want to say, let's end this.
Hey, you're like, hey, I'm done talking to you.
That's so awkward. Yeah, there should just be a eject button.
There is. I mean, it's a 10-minute.
Yeah, you could just hang up.
True that. You could ghost them. That's rude, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of rude. Like
after the call ends, they say, "Would you record this person again?" And you have to say yes or no.
You rate them?
Well, you say if you would record with them again.
Did you ever give anybody a low score?
No, I didn't. No.
You're basically saying you're not a good conversationalist, you know?
Yeah, or they were mean.
Or they were mean, yeah. Did you ever find any mean people?
No, not really. Everybody was pretty nice.
Have you guys really been talking about Anchor this whole entire time?
Nah, just since you got here because we even had Anchor problems.
We give Anchor a lot of time, though. We do about Anchor a lot.
Yeah.
They love you guys.
They're a good enemy for us.
hate your master.
The system itself.
Yeah. They don't, they probably don't like that, but anyway, what were you talking about before? That's what I want to know.
What the heck?
That sounds like the loudest thing of all time. I thought I hit mute.
There's no mute.
Apparently not.
Anchor did not
have
mute.
Holy shit, how about I've been holding your piss?
You think Anchor would add a mute button?
Wait, that's the
I think it unmuted. Hold on. I'm going to keep talking and mute myself right now. Can you hear me now?
Do that again.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
No, it's like a tiny little room, and it was just like, there's nothing in there, so it just like echoes. It's like a porta potty.
Wait, that was really the toilet, though?
Yeah. Okay. So, guys, wow. This episode's going to be about loud peeing.
But that's, like, it's not that it's loud peeing. It's that sounded like a bucket full of piss.
I mean, it did sound like a lot.
Really?
It was crazy.
It was a normal amount. It wasn't that much.
What's the diameter of your average stream?
Oh, you could like, you're just, I don't want the, like, you could definitely like figure out like the girth of my penis with that information. So I don't want the listeners to know.
What are you working with, like a pencil? Pencils.
We gotta get chicken sausage. Or...
I feel like it's like a pint of ice cream wide.
Oh my god!
It's never got
like a hose, like a no. Like a garden hose,
no,
like an oval pint of ice cream. Like I'm. This is like a Breyers, like
exactly. Oh, like no joke, I thought you like dumped a bucket of Breyers.
It did sound like that. It did just sound like dumping water.
Do people like this? Like, is this good? Like, guys,
what?
Like,
good.
I'm talking about the viewers. Like, guys, yeah. Like, I don't know if this is actually fun.
I don't know.
I don't think it is actually.
This might not be good content. We were trying to answer your question earlier, Tree. Yeah. We were trying to court Rhino Wolf, the tent brand, into giving us tent money and products to be influencers. So I don't know how much they're gonna like this second half of the podcast about.
Oh boy. Wow, yeah, that's crazy that we just started like complaining about anchor problems and then like buckets of piss being flushed and then asking them to like hire you in any way.
Yeah, no, but I still think we'd be good. We are saying that our influencer names, mine's gonna be Bob and Pentacles, I think.
Oh, okay.
Zach's Sebastian
Cordova.
Wait, Cordova. Mine was Thackeray Thready.
That's your threat. That's your thread name.
Yeah.
Is that also your influencer name?
Well, it's a sub name.
Do you have an influencer name?
Tree.
I mean, it's Tree, but then my sub name is Thackeray.
You should go on Anchor Co-host and like just have the conversation like topic be trees, and then your name will be Tree. And then, like, so, like, they'll be like, oh, shit, like.
Oh, shit. Then everybody's talking to me about trees.
Yeah, I mean.
Give them, just ask people about, yeah, different people about trees.
And just introduce yourself as Tree, too.
Let me ask you guys both. Do you, either of you have a good story about a tree? If you had one, if you look back on your life, your book of stories, do you have any good stories about a tree?
I think the last time that I talked to Zach, I did tell him the origin story about Tree.
You could check that out on Zach's show live.
Yeah, that one tree. Yeah, I heard that story.
Yeah, so
is that the best story of your life about trees?
That might definitely be the most memorable because I had that. So just very quickly, the city of New York would put plaques on the sidewalk because there were no trees anywhere to be seen. And they said, a tree will be planted here. And I waited, like, 2 years for the tree to arrive. And then when it got there into the front of my apartment, it was the tiniest tree I've ever seen with no leaves, and it was really sad. So
I'm just thinking like how much time and effort probably went into like figuring out which tree you like put there. You know, that was probably the perfect one. That's maybe what took so long.
You know, though, have you seen the way the new sort of like machinery that pulls trees out of the ground?
No. What does it look like? Like a claw of like a machine?
It's like a tube claw that just digs straight down like 12 feet into the ground, or maybe like it's 20
into
feet
into the earth's core.
Yeah, it basically drills out into the earth's core, and then so that it doesn't ruin any of the roots, so it goes all the way to the bottom and just sucks it out, just like, whoa, a perfect cylinder.
This is for like transplanting trees.
It's for replanting trees, but it's for replanting really big trees, like a full-grown.
Nah, tree. I gotta check out a video of that or something.
It looks good. I don't know. That's the most memorable tree story. What's yours?
I used to work at like a nursery, so like I fucked with a lot of trees.
Oh shit!
So I don't know. Like I have a lot of like fun memories of just going on plantings with like my friends and just like, I don't know, nothing specific, but just like, you know, we had like big ball and burlap, and we'd like lift them up with like forklifts.
What's ball and burlap?
Like a tree root is like a big ball of dirt with like a burlap sack wrapped around it.
Got it. Yeah.
You know, like
that's some technical language. Yeah.
I didn't realize it, but yeah, I guess it is. but just like picking up big ass trees with like forklifts and like.
You did that?
Yeah.
That's you rode around in a forklift?
Not like a huge one, but yeah, like a little.
Like a bobcat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's actually really easy to run, but yeah, pretty fun, but also scary.
Was that one of the funnest times of your life? Just like you would just catch yourself in like the middle of a thought during the middle of the day, like, I'm riding around transplanting trees inside of a bobcat, because I feel like.
I mean, I wasn't always doing. I like moved like mulch pallets and like. I would whenever we were putting like trees into like backs of trucks or whatever, loading it up, we'd like use the. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun to use like big machinery like that.
That's
really
so fun.
Do you really think it'd be that? Was it fun?
It wasn't fun. It was. I mean, it was fun. But it was also scary because, like, you could also, like, really hurt people. So I was always being really careful.
Oh.
And also, like, my friend's, like, little brother, like, the people I live with, like, he got his foot crushed.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, like, he literally shattered his heel because of that machine. So, like, I was a little bit scared of it.
Wow. I guess I thought of it as being fun in, like, a Legoland kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
That's just what I imagined. Not like
sometimes. Sometimes, I mean, like we used to like ride it around, and we would put like the forks on and put like a pallet on the forks, and then raise, and we would stand on the pallet and then raise it up really high, and then like drive with it. That was really scary.
As seen on Logan Paul's vlog, he did it too.
Yeah,
I honestly have not watched anything about Logan Paul in a while.
Why? Okay. So you're in the Logang?
I was never really in the
He stopped making vids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
hasn't posted one in almost a week.
I know that he did something.
Really?
Just because. Yeah, he's just been streaming.
Have you been watching those?
The streams? Not at all.
Yeah, I just. They're not interesting to me.
He's hooked on the video. He's like hooked just because
it's probably just pretty easy too. Like.
Yeah.
Playing video games is a lot easier. I think it's a vlog to go.
Oh, because he can be like, he could be like super hungover and just sit in a chair and play video games. Like,
dude, what if in like a year from now, Logan Paul like is like just like 30 pounds heavier and then drinking soda all day?
But like an insane gamer.
But an insane gamer, yeah.
I don't know. I think that'd be kind of funny.
If anything, he's going to get more ripped because, like,
think?
All he does is stream for 3 hours a day. I mean, the rest of the time he's going to, like, go 10 steps out of his backyard,
hit the gym,
rip it up in his gym. Rest of his time. So he's like on, he's still on vacation.
I mean, who knows? I mean,
I think he's got like, other shit going on. I mean, Logan Paul, impulsive, dropping.
Right.
How do we got to get podcast. On that podcast?
We're trying to get
how
on.
How should we get on it?
We just had to break in, probably.
To the what? Studio?
Into the, yes.
I mean, maybe we could just get him to, like, invite us on the podcast and we can have a one-on-one or two-on-one.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Podcast to podcast.
I mean, I think we need to keep pulling, like the Cleveland card.
Wow.
Well, if he wants to...
Cleveland, it...
have any influence on Anchor, he's going to have to go through me.
Well,
so.
What you guys should do is, did you hear about how Cleveland, or, I think it's not Cleveland, but in Ohio, the first...
Wait, I think I heard this.
The first university ever where you could major in gaming or something like that.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say Cleveland Rocks, because I didn't know that.
What's Cleveland Rocks? Okay. No. Although I did read that LeBron is the most significant athlete of all time.
Sean would love to hear that.
He's the most significant.
I don't know. It was. Let me.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's just a thing that I got on my phone. Let's see what it says.
For some reason, I mean, maybe it's because I was little, but I thought Michael Jordan was.
That's what
bigger.
I thought.
Well, I think the this argument is like... that LeBron is actually a better athlete, and I would agree. I would agree with it.
Really?
Because his career has lasted a lot longer, and like.
Well, where's Space Jam?
Yeah, too? I know. Well, that's another
franchise. He didn't franchise.
That's another thing. Well, LeBron's supposed to be in Space Jam too.
Mm-hmm. There's a Space Jam too.
With Steph Curry too, apparently.
Jesus.
I mean, I'm okay with it. Yeah.
I like that.
They're gonna be doing some things. Do you hear? Because Steph Curry's on. He's on. The Golden Gates or whatever. What's the team? Oh, what's the San Francisco team?
Golden State Warriors.
Golden. Yeah, they have like the bridge.
San Francisco bridge.
They got into isolation chambers. The whole team did.
Oh, what the fuck? For how long?
Yeah, like before and after the games, they would.
Are you talking about cryogenic things?
I don't know if they're into that now. No, but I'm talking about the
deprivation,
like where you float
sensory
in water,
deprivation,
in salt water. Yeah, sensory deprivation. The San Francisco Golden. Golden State Warriors are all into this. The whole team.
That's very Silicon Valley of them.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, I heard in the new Space Jam, there's like a whole scene where like Steph Curry's in.
Is that the same scene where like they're like kind of microdosing with bugs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The whole team's microdosing, and they have like consensual, like weird, like basketball dream type thing.
They're like all in it. Like there's like a shaman like guiding them through this. Like,
wow,
this is actually an awesome idea for the movie.
Yeah, I know. If you're Warner Brothers,
one of the Warner Brothers,
I have a lot of ideas. We got a couple of brothers right here that have a lot of ideas.
You're gonna be like the Duplass brothers.
I don't want to be compared to anyone.
The Warner Brothers.
No, I'm just kidding. There's plenty of good brothers out there.
Yeah. What were you saying? Yeah.
Oh. We were talking about brothers.
How many brothers are there out there? There's Logan Paul.
That's a question for like the masses.
There's the Duplass brothers. There's the Coen brothers. There's the.
There's the Martinez twins. There's.
Oh shit! Yeah.
There's a lot of twins. Like that's a really like influencer thing.
Dang.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
They're the only girls. Oh no, Tia and Tamara.
Tia and Tamara for sure.
But they're the only ones.
Dylan and Cole.
Well, you guys are now. I thought you were talking about brothers.
Yeah. Brothers now.
We gotta go on brothers.
Now you're doing siblings. You moved to siblings.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, sisters too.
Why not?
Brothers.
So sisters or brothers now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're just basically listing off names.
I think it's because we got through all the brothers.
Wow, it really is 2018.
No, it's because we just got through all of the brothers.
No, okay, okay. Well, we were talking about... Okay,
anyway.
Anyway,
what was your thing about the
tree?
No,
hold on. We were talking about brothers. I had a really good thing to bring up. That I was like such a freaking good idea and I forgot it. Fuck.
Whoops.
Hold on. Give me one more second, guys. And while you wait, please rate us in the Apple Store.
Give us a couple stars. Give us five if you want. May as well. It's not that much harder for you to put five on than it is for you to put four or three. Like it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was something with microdosing. I just totally lost it. All right, whatever.
You've been micro-D-ing?
No, I just I would like to go off of that. But yeah. It was maybe about LeBron, maybe about basketball.
If you were micro-D-ing, you would have remembered though.
Yeah, you're probably right. Go okay. Continue with the conversation.
I guess let's go back to trees.
Okay, what's the climax of this podcast? We're nearing the end.
Trees.
The climax was probably like the peeing, really. Maybe we should go back to talking about that.
Wait, hold on. You know, I did think that you guys were calling me because you were asking me a while back. To
do some impressions,
but what do you mean by impressions of like my
some voices? Characters? Yeah, we want to hear the voices, yeah. Inflections.
Anything. This is a good final way to end this. Let's do a couple of these voices.
I'm gonna have to work on these, but okay, well, let's give it a shot.
Just shoot us a voice memo whenever you feel like you.
Well, here, let me give the audience a backstory.
Okay,
Tree's drawn a lot of pictures of different characters over the years, and she's sort of like drawn the same one a couple times, and so they become characters. And so I told her to list them in a PDF and some of their characteristics, where they live, what they like, what they do, etc. So she did that, but then I was like, I kind of need to hear what these people sound like, so
because we didn't want to do any injustice to your characters.
We wanted to just get a better picture of what they sound like.
Okay, well...
And I feel like we could imply a little bit more about their mood and their aesthetic if we heard, like, you just doing a few of the lines and the voices that you imagine they have. The best impression that you can.
I mean, it's your character, so it's not even the best. That's just what it is.
That's a good point.
But you might imagine a voice that you
yeah,
can
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm saying.
I'll shoot from the hip and give it a try. I mean, like... I think so.
So first character.
The first character that I thought about today. So I honestly have kind of put my original characters into a shelf for a little bit. I have so many, but there are a few like titular kind of like central characters that come up a lot, and I would say that Dirty Girl is like dirty as in D-U-R-T-Y girl with a U. So she just lives, she's very, she lives alone in an empty apartment that's just filled with Amazon Prime boxes.
That's good.
And she really likes the internet. She actually has a full-time job, but it's, like, kind of a mystery, but, like, because the rest of her house is, like, pretty nice. But there's just, like, nothing in it, mostly because she's just lazy. But you can tell that she's, like, she's not, like, poor or anything. So that's why she can just, like, keep buying a bunch of shit.
This sounds like an influencer, really.
Yeah, I would say so. Because she
I thought you said that she wanted to be an influencer.
I think that's what she's, like, her central motivation is, like, figuring out.
Is she a rich girl, though? Like, does this money come from family?
No, she just walks through. I think maybe she has some sort of like trust fund, maybe. Maybe that's
okay,
a little
okay.
bit too much.
Okay,
maybe she like had a.
She's smart.
I think she had like a startup that she sold like when she was 13, and she's like just riding on the bitter end of that cash flow.
Like she was on Shark Tank, but the idea wasn't really that good.
Yeah, exactly. Like she got a little bit of money for it.
Yeah, and... like the publicity from Shark Tank kind of like gave her the.
Yeah. It gave her a little raft to float on.
Yeah.
And, like, she just, like, walks around, like, her outfit, you know. She's not fashionable at all. She just likes wearing tube socks, and she just, like, walks around naked. Okay, I don't know. It's kind of
like, I got them pulled up now. It took me so long.
It, huh?
If you guys want to see the picture,
just do.
I'll put one of the pictures of one in for the art on this on Anchor.
What kind of voice does she have? Like did you even think about this yet?
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't think I've outwardly really like. I don't. I make up scenarios like, for her, but like, I don't talk to my.
She has a line here.
But yeah,
she
put her in a scenario. Here,
I see.
So today, like, I was thinking that maybe a good scenario for her is just kind of like doing like a walk cycle. If I like were to animate it or something, I just wanted to be walking and walking, kind of thinking about like you'll cut to like different memes that are like, this is like an ongoing thing. Like she's just like walking around her town and with her socks, and she has like a little bit of piss on her socks, and then she doesn't say much because she doesn't say much, and she just goes kind of like Charlie Brown. So it's like.
I see on your document here you have a bunch
is she
of
like signs. Lazy like kind of a lazy talk like her talk is very uninterested like
yeah oh,
like maybe like just like
mumble sounds let's just get cut to the chase she's kind
is
of
she like annoyed
no she's a little bit just like exhausted
okay
she's just totally exhausted about everything but then it's like what are you really exhausted about.
Does she take any? Is she on anything like medication?
Hey, can I just ask you to look? I see this picture here. She's got a frying pan.
Oh yeah.
She's got a grocery bag on. She's got socks. I see the pee. Her socks are in a puddle of pee. And she says, "There's a talking balloon." She says, "I made eggs."
Yeah, that's the.
So how does she say that?
So yeah, so she went shopping. So when
just say it.
Oh, okay. It's like
how
this.
Would you
it's
say
like
it?
This. It's like this. I made eggs.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm getting kind of like a Liza Koshy vibe.
I'm making eggs.
Yeah, no.
This one she says.
That's good.
So it's like nasally and like kind of like throaty.
Yeah, because she's got like kind of like these little duck lips. So it's kind of like a, yeah.
Oh, okay.
This other one that I did,
she has kind of an accent. Hey, yeah. Eggs.
Hey, I don't know what that accent is. Maybe Midwestern.
So I made eggs.
So what in her?
Where's she from?
I think she's probably from
Myrtle Beach.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I thought I recognized that accent.
I'm gonna go down barefoot landing. See if I can get some pass out some business cards for my Instagram.
So I think like she was like born and raised for the first part of her life there. So she has this really like this lingering accent, like this tinge of an accent that's mixed in a bunch of other stuff.
Sounds like she kind of didn't have a childhood. Maybe this is why she's doesn't care about some of these like hygiene.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Maybe. I mean, we don't really need to get that deep, but
not yet.
I got a lot from
maybe
that.
Season two.
Just from those three words, I got a lot.
Yeah. I made eggs. Can you do it one more time?
Yeah, she's like, she has a lot of ambient sounds around her, so you'll hear like scraping like a pan or like.
Well, maybe she's making eggs.
Yeah, and you hear like the shh, and then out of that sound emerges, I made eggs.
There's some other lines here. I can't read them.
This
though,
one is
on
this
document.
One is like she she's kind of like sitting on a chair, and she only has a table lamp and a box of tissues lying on the ground, and some like piss underneath her chair, and she has like her heart to her chest. And she's like looking off into the distance, and she's saying, "Where is my?" So she's like thinking about where she left something. Where is my?
It's like kind of quivery too.
Where is my? Yeah.
Where is my? I'm making eggs.
Oh, I like that. This one, I'm just gonna read this one. What is?
She says a Bitcoin investor.
Yeah,
I might have to cut this.
I like that.
I might have to cut this. Do you have any more voices though? Or would you?
Let's see.
You doesn't sound like you're really ready for the voices.
That's really the only thing I've got. Yeah, there's a dummy. Yeah. I'm gonna have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't want you to like just make one up and not have it not be the one.
You told me to shoot from the hip, so that.
I didn't know if you had anything like on lock.
I was just like, now you seem like you didn't understand what I want. What I was like.
You just wanted me to talk through these characters.
Yeah.
We wanted some voices, really.
I didn't know if you wanted some time to think about it or not. Now that you see what I'm talking about.
I also felt like I needed to set the scene a little bit so you could really
picture that's important for sure.
What do you got? What do you? I'm actually
put the picture of I made eggs as a
say that
for this.
Can
the
I
listeners,
ask...
I want to put the I made eggs art up.
Thinking about that image. I actually wanted to do this because I wanted to know what you guys, like, what your impression might be for someone, a character that looks like this, that kind of, like, that's the background. Like, what would you guys guess? Because I've been in my mind about her for a very long time.
What would the voice be in my mind when I'm seeing it?
I mean, I'm not looking at it right now,
your imagination of what she might look like.
Well, now I'm influenced by yours now.
Nah, give me yours without knowing what it looks like, Zach.
I feel like that's what it would have been though.
On my legs.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
I'm trying to go. It really does look like
that.
Wow.
That's it.
Maybe just more like screechy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Maybe it's like a whistle.
Any reason why the vag lips are always exposed?
Oh, I just really like that. It's kind of like a thing. It's kind of like a thing that shows up a lot. There's this one version of her where her vag lips are very big. They're like the same size as her head, and she's like just walking around like fanning them out, and it's just because like. No one ever draws vaginas that big.
Yeah. The biggest vaginas I've seen probably in drawings.
They kind of just look like old fruit. Like old withered fruit.
Yeah, definitely. Like a dried piece of mango or something.
I imagine like some of them are like open, like not like they're like open like caves. So I imagine like a wind moving in and out of them.
You hear that a lot. That's her ambient.
That's whenever she's walking, you could kind of hear. It's like you always hear her coming, and she's always making eggs.
And it's a kind of like a whisper. It's like, hey, I made eggs.
Okay.
I feel like, do you think that she could be an ASMR artist?
Yeah.
Definitely. Because
she has a pretty soft voice.
Oh my God!
I can. She's probably like.
Rich!
She's like ASMRing her vag.
Well, not only that, she just is always unboxing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm. Wow. Mm. I never thought about this.
I kind of like the idea of her unboxing, like, to infinity. Like, she just opens boxes with more boxes and just keeps opening them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Inception?
I guess. I literally just thought of that, and I just was going to – I was like, okay.
I feel like she posted that.
Call back to our bad podcast yesterday.
I love that. I love that idea. Because, you know, this whole time I just thought that she was just a shopper, but – she just likes unboxing things.
I think unboxers always liked unboxing things.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone does.
Probably how they got into it. Yeah, I do like opening things. Love it.
Well,
she just gets new socks. all the time.
And she pisses on them when they're new, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember watching that? Do you remember watching that old YouTube video, "Sexy Blue Jeans Boy" or something? I feel like I watched it with you, where the guy would get new shoes and then pee into them and then like step in them.
Yeah. Wait. Was this kind of the time where people would wear jeans and like pull their pants and stuff
and pee
and what?
And then oh yeah, and they would sit in the bath water with their jeans on, their new jeans on,
to like break them in, right?
No, it's just like sitting
on balloons. It was like a fetish
thing.
It's
like the same as like people that sit on balloons.
That's a fetish?
Like they just like the yeah.
Just like wet clothes.
Lunars, yeah, wet clothes.
Oh, weird. Man, I've been thinking about that. Like I was trying to
but
remember.
Do you think you've been subconsciously thinking about those? Do you remember the guy that peed in the shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. He peed in a lot of new shoes and he would step in them sometimes.
That's crazy, man. Yeah.
Don't know where it is on YouTube. I can't find it anymore.
I think I remember thinking, like, that's, like, a real strange fetish. I tried to find it, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck... Who... Where... Is there a real life
Damien
somewhere?
Darius, I mean. Darius Kensington.
Zach's checking on his weed plants in the garage.
I think they're fucking... driving over looking for him.
It's a good thing they're in the garage. You can't spot
I'm outside right now.
They might be able to see that light. Might be able to see the heat.
The garage is open. I'm actually here. I'm right here with Darius and Kensington.
That's beautiful.
Anyway, happy birthday to YouTube today.
Happy birthday, YouTube.
I did watch that first YouTube video. That was really cute.
I didn't.
The first one.
Was it any good? Is it worth my time?
It's very short.
It was 18 seconds or something.
He was really
boring. Just like,
I have a lot of views.
Nah, what are you talking about? It was the guy at a zoo. It was like real. I think it was just like an example video. It was like, I'm at a zoo and I'm here in front of the elephants, and I really like the elephants because they have a really big trunk.
I guess that's all there is to say about that. Yeah, he was like, he was dropping into uncharted territory.
I mean, he was just like,
did he fucking work for you?
Sort of. I think he must have. Probably somebody who was like associated with them.
Do you think that was? Do you think that actually was YouTube?
It was YouTube. What do you mean?
Like the YouTube, Benjamin YouTube.
Oh, probably. I can't remember. Who else would it be?
I don't know, guy. I'm just freaking grasping at straws here. I'm trying to get you a laugh before the end of this podcast.
Well,
I hope I got you.
I want to. So that's gonna. I'm gonna wrap things up here. Maybe we'll come back and do some more voices tomorrow on Zach's pod or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just talk later or something. But maybe, yeah, we got to get a few more voices. We got "Dirty Girl" is good. That'll be the album art for this podcast.
And I got what's up, Anna?
One question.
Oh, sorry. I mean, Tree.
No.
Is there a reason why you guys are you just trying to get more of like a soundscape for this podcast?
All right. What is that? What do you mean by that?
I don't. You guys like? Are there any other voices you guys have tried on this?
On the podcast?
Yeah. Is it like? Is it originating from anything else other than just like wanting to do voices?
Why do we want to know the voices?
Yeah, or if like you guys have been playing around with voices on here.
No.
No, we haven't.
Here, but we're just talking about in general, just
I guess we could do some improv on
yeah.
If really wanted to.
Maybe on like next episode, if like we all just come in with a different character. And we just play that character out for like maybe 10 or 15 minutes and then we break out and then talk about it. It's actually a pretty good good idea for a podcast, actually.
All right. Well, how are we gonna know what each other's
characters
are?
You don't. Sorry.
This is like a real.
I know it really is. I'm glad that I have you guys to do it with me.
Well, are we going to be Anna's characters? Or
no, no, you're just your own character. You come in. Maybe just think a few things, like job title, like maybe like maybe cut like two personality traits, and maybe like one or two physical things, like a physical appearance. I don't know. Just like if you, just to like, don't think about too much. Just kind of make whatever happens happen, and whatever feels natural to you, and that's right because that's your character.
That's
what is called character development. We're gonna start from square one. Everything comes together. Okay, I'm done.
This is gonna be amazing.
Start from square, complete the circle. Uh-huh.
That's right. It's all about geometry and energy.
I still really like your yoga master. That's a pretty good one. You could pick on that guy.
I actually, thanks for bringing that up, because I've been thinking about, like, I want to do another sketch, and I want to do something good that I know is going to get some love. So I think I will. Okay. I'm going to expand on that one. I need to find some people that will be on my yoga class.
Are you trying to make some yoga media for your Instagram or something?
Oh, for your YouTube. Probably put on YouTube. I mean, I'm really, you know, just trying to get out good content of any kind, and I just need to schedule some shit, and but I know we're kind of focusing on music right now.
We're pushing, at least in our we're trying to take this podcast to 368. Oh, yeah. So maybe by the time we're there, they'll have a yoga sort of studio for you to do your thing in.
Yeah, I mean I actually do like yoga. I know you really don't, but
dang.
No.
Yeah, okay. God, I mean, I guess we should just say that this is just a conversation at this point, guys. Tune out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's. We've.
Do you ever listen to our show, Tree?
Every now and then, yeah. I heard a couple episodes. Wow. Very...
Who's. Are you. You lived in Wichita right now?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, Zach's show always, that's like a thing we do.
We
have parts of the podcast where we just tell the listeners to tune out.
So, well, usually at the end or sometimes even the middle.
Because, like, it's sort of like the whole time we're sort of trying to perform a little bit, but then we're just like, we kind of just need to talk really quick. So we just ask the listener to tune out because we can't edit
anything. We don't have any, like, fresh content or, like, good ideas at that moment. Or we're just... So we just like, okay, guys, like, whatever you have to do, maybe grab a bite, 5 minutes, come back, and hopefully we'll be back into some of the meat.
So are you saying this is more like audio live streaming?
You can call it whatever you want. You can call it Three Ways from Sunday.
I think that's what it is. No one's ever done that. Audio live streaming.
Nah. That's called radio.
No,
because
even radio
was live streaming. It was terrestrial, but
program. This is just like.
But they were streaming.
Are you calling?
They couldn't make any mistakes.
I guess you're right, but they're performing the whole time. Whereas sometimes you guys let go of your guard and you just like have a conversation, then you get back.
I think when we were watching, when you listen to Howard, you're getting the real Howard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm pretending I'm like
when you listen to how you know you're getting the real,
you know, you that ain't no filter there. Howard's telling you, he's speaking his mind.
He's speaking his mind. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Howard is,
he's got no filter. Guys, if you're still here, how you doing? I'm just gonna pour a bucket of water into the toilet.
Wait, yeah.
All right, let's end it because this is about an hour now.
End it with go in the house and do it.
I don't have to pee anymore. Hold on, let me drink some water.
Drink some water and then go flush the toilet.
Guys, if you want more shows, go to the Apple Tree. Pick one off, bite it, spit it at
the
snake.
Did you hear that? That was just me pouring my water bottle into the into the bird bath.
That was a very gentle stream.
All right. We'll leave it on a gentle note.
I like that.
All right, next time you talk to us, we're going to be in character.
Ugh, this is going to be terrible, you guys.
Yeah, we'll see.
Have a wonderful day.
I'm into this.
Bye.
Peace.
Goodbye.